Blog Talk Radio.
Are you enslaved or are you truly free? You may be thinking, Coach Adams, what a great question on a Motivational Monday. Well, let's grow together and go on a journey of discovery and explore this very question. Oh, how I love Monday.
Welcome to Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams, presented by Inspired Media for You. It's time to jumpstart your week with motivation and empowerment. Your host, Shania Adams, she brings you the push that you have been needing. This will empower you in the process of closing the gap from where you are to where you desire to grow. When Coach Adams coaches, you win. Our focus is to get you to truly understand that you have a destiny, and that destiny is waiting for you to take the steps towards it. God is the light illuminating your path, guiding and directing each and every one of your steps along the way. Each week on Motivational Mondays, we come together with our global audience to engage on life's highway. We're on a divine journey together with Coach Adams. Our program is designed based on two formats of motivation and empowerment. Our in-studio guests sharing their testimonies and or areas of expertise, and our Shape Up series. Everything we do is designed to support you on your journey to win personally and professionally, so that you may be more equipped to work it now. Work your vision, achieve your goals, and live your dreams. We sincerely value your participation, and we genuinely appreciate you tuning in for this time of empowerment, coined as Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams. We don't take your time lightly or for granted, but rather, we are eternally grateful to have this opportunity to sow into your lives on your journey of purpose to fulfill your destiny. Get ready, ladies and gentlemen. Get ready to be motivated. Get ready to be empowered. Get ready to be coached. Coached into greatness. Because when Coach Adams coaches, you win.
This is Coach Adams, and on today's installment of Motivational Mondays with yours truly, we are in our Shape Up series, and it's time to shape up and win. You know, each episode of Motivational Mondays is rich and insightful. We encourage you, our global listening audience, to take advantage of our on-demand library. If you've missed any of our past show installments, archive the previous broadcast, and the richness of what is shared each week are always available for your convenience online at www.blogtalkradio.com/inspiredmediaforyou. Again, that's www.blogtalkradio.com/inspiredmedia, the number four and the letter U. Our on-demand library is filled with rich insight on various subjects to equip and empower you on your journey to win. Do you want to win? I know I sure do. Allow me to set up the framework of where we're going in today's broadcast. I will share with you for about 40 minutes in our programming today, and time permitting, we will open up our lines for audience participation, at which time we welcome your questions and comments around today's subject. This always lends to a more interactive environment, which we absolutely love, and so we encourage you, our global listening audience, to chime right on in at the appropriate time. If you don't already have your pens, notepads, laptops, desktops, tablets, iPods, whatever, smartphone with your notes, iPads, I should say more accurately, you want to grab it. Why? Because you want to be able to capture the jewels and gems that will be shared on today's installment around our topic. Motivational Mondays is all about you being more equipped to work it now. What am I working, Coach Adams? You're working your vision so that you can achieve your goals and ultimately live out your dreams. Before we jump into today's topic, we ask that you take a moment to invite someone to share in today's broadcast with you. Allow those cute little social media juices to begin to flow. Write on someone's Facebook wall, send a tweet, a text, a DM, send an email, go old school, send a message in a bottle, a carrier pigeon. Woo, bottom line, I think you get it. We're asking that you do whatever you need to do to invite someone to join you for today's broadcast. We extend our gracious, heartfelt thanks in advance for your support with expanding our outreach, because we can't do it without Y-O-U. On today's installment of Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams, again, we're in our Shape Up series, and today we're talking about one word, freedom. Freedom. And my question to you as you're listening in, are you enslaved or are you free? You know, today is observed as the national holiday for Juneteenth. And for those of you that don't know, Juneteenth is a combination of June and 19th. You know, interestingly enough, the first time I heard about Juneteenth was actually in the early 90s. And in the early 90s, I was a project coordinator, event planner with the U.S. Committee for UNICEF. And I was working with the director, Marilyn Solomon, and one of my first events was the Juneteenth festivities. And I was like, Marilyn, well, what is Juneteenth? I had never heard of Juneteenth, and that was such an awakening moment for me around the understanding of Juneteenth. And from there, I began to grow in understanding deeper and greater the significance of June 19th, known as Juneteenth. And of course, for those of you that are listening in, you already know that this Juneteenth became a holiday only last year, literally last year in 2021, did Juneteenth become a federal holiday? And of course, Juneteenth marks that date. The enslaved people of Galveston, Texas became aware. They became aware of their freedom, of their freeing as slaves, that they were no longer enslaved, but they did not know. They did not know that the Emancipation Proclamation had been passed. They didn't know any of this. For more than 2 years, they were free, but yet they, in essence, were not free. For more than 2 years after it was issued by President Abraham Lincoln. And I want us to understand that for many of us, we are free, but yet we're not free. We're still enslaved. And so when we look at this term freedom, You know, understanding that freedom presents with it power, but it doesn't give you the power if you are still enslaved, like in this case. I find it very interesting that in Galveston, Texas, the slaves for over 2 years were still operating under the past state because they didn't know that they had been freed. Think about that. That is so powerful when you think about that rich history, free but yet not free. And so I want us to look at some ways to create a life of freedom. I want us to look at some ways to create a life of freedom. And as you know, those that listen in, you know that Coach Adams approaches any subject from a coaching point of view, from a coaching perspective. So this is not a history lesson for you today, but rather I wanted to give you a taste of the history in case you didn't know. Like I said, I didn't know about Juneteenth until the early 90s, and that was an awakening for me. And so I want to share with you that how do we create a life of freedom? Well, this life of freedom, and I'm sharing with you some thoughts that I've processed around, and I'm just giving you thoughts to process around. You may agree, you may disagree. You may think, huh, I didn't think of things that way. You may think, yeah, she's on the right track, whatever that may look like. I trust that in this time that we're sharing, in this hour of empowerment, that you will get some thoughts that will support you in processing in a deeper degree. Because last week we talked about success keys, fundamentals of success. And so if you missed that, I want to encourage you to go back to the archives. There was some great richness shared. And I think that the nuggets that were shared on last week would truly help to build on and support you as we get into today's topic, how to create a life of freedom. The first thing with creating this life of freedom starts with the state of our mind. Because for many of us, the enslavement that we have is because of our thinking. Now, thinking, for those of you that are regular listeners to Motivational Monday, as you know, this is one that we can never get away from, because I am a firm believer that everything starts in our mind, with our mindset. How we view things, in essence, is how we do things. How we view things is how we do things. It's interesting because in one of my coaching sessions with my clients today, I was sharing with her, because she was sharing a struggle that she was having in her leadership management position and was seeking coaching around that. And I was sharing with her, the reality is, with any situation, how we view things is how we do things. So if I don't have the same point of view as you, and I should have the same point of view as you, as a leader, I have to help you to see things from a different point of view. And so this mindset of where we are is so key, because our being enslaved starts in our mind. You know, I wrote a breakout chapter in the Change book, number 14, on the power of words. And with my mentor's support and other mentors and just reading and all of that, I realized that there is great power in words. And so I wrote this breakout chapter because it's so connected with my personal story of how words could get the best of us and have us enslaved in our minds if we allowed the words to. You see, as a little girl, I was born with eczema, and my skin was, there. This is a skin condition, and my skin was really bad growing up. And I often share this story because it's a part of my backdrop that connects with my first understanding around mindset and the power of words. You see, I've grown to learn that words breathe life or death. Words will empower us or they will tear us down. They build us up or tear us down. Words are a liability or an asset in our lives. Words will determine what we achieve or what we don't achieve. And that's why I said that this enslavement in our mind, and we have to evaluate, am I enslaved in my mind? Do I have thinking that is causing me to be restricted, that's causing me to be in bondage, that is preventing me from being free in essence? I'm free, but yet not truly free because of one being enslaved in our minds. So when we're looking at how to create a life of freedom, this freedom starts in our minds. This freedom starts with making a shift from the negative words that have been deposited to shifting to words that no longer tear us down, but in essence build us up. Not only do the words build us up, but they empower us to see things from a broader point of view, to believe that we can achieve greater than where we are. So this first step on the journey of how to create freedom starts with shifting our mindset and creating that freedom in our minds. You know, as a little girl, I would hear the term, sticks and stones may break my bones, but names, words would never hurt me. And in essence, the greatest hurts that most of us have experienced wasn't from a bone that was broken. I remember breaking my ankle on a job accident in the 80s, one of my first jobs in my 20s. I got hemmed up next to a wall between a forklift and the wall accidentally and broke my ankle. And those bones healed. Yes, it was painful, but those bones healed. But I have found the greatest wounds that many of us have struggled with are those words that have been deposited in our emotional bank account. And that creates our mindset. That creates the limited thinking that has us enslaved. So this creating a life of freedom starts with our mindset. The other area that creates freedom is tapping into your message. I am a firm believer, and the more I read, the more I live, the more I grow. Of course, this being a public speaker and in the circles that I am in, the more and more I'm learning that each and every one of us has personal message. And when we tap into our message, in essence, and you may not know what that message is now, today, in this moment, but your message is your truth. It's your story. And when you tap into your message, in essence, that's a part of your freedom because your message allows you to be authentically you, and it supports you in getting your message out that is based on your story. Now, I do it in a speaking realm. Wherever I speak, It doesn't matter what the setting is. The very thread that I always come back to in my messaging, because this is a part of my journey, is purpose. You'll often hear one or two power of words, and you'll also hear purpose. That I've grown to learn is a part of my messaging because of my story, because of my journey. And so when we tap into our message, in essence, we're able to create a life of freedom. Your message, you may speak it in different environments. You may write a book on it. You may write a film on it. Whatever that looks like, when you understand your message, it may be what you've discovered. You know, I know an American inventor, and she often shares with us on Wellness Mondays, Dr. Veronica Lowry. She has Happy Hands. It's an invention that she created. But her message is a part of her story and how that invention was created. Whatever that may look like for you, the business, whatever it looks like, you have to tap into your message, not someone else's message. Because when you tap into someone else's message, in essence, it's not your truth. And so that's why it's so important, even in the way in which I serve my mentors, Coach Allen, Hattie Hollingsworth, and the Hollingsworth Boss Masters program, the messaging of birthing, how to birth your dreams, visions, and ideas, which is their messaging, it connects with my messaging, which is purpose. So there is an interlocking of the purpose. It's an interlocking of assignments. And there are times when your assignment may interlock and connect with someone else's. But your message has to be clear. And so because there is an interlocking, the message, it resonates with me. It's truth for me. So tapping into your message, you find freedom in that. And we're talking about how to create a life of freedom. What is your message? You see, as I stated, a part of my message is purpose. And it's that because of the journey that I was on. For those of you that are regular listeners, you often hear me use the analogy of a square peg trying to fit in a round hole. Before I made the connection with God's assignment on my life and my life's purpose, I felt like this square peg trying to fit into a round hole. But this is the thing. The reality is that square peg, because it was not designed and created for that space, it will never fit into that round hole. And when you're trying to press a square peg into a round hole, there is going to be friction. And that is what it's like when you're trying to squeeze a message that's not your truth into a space that it wasn't created for. There's constant friction. And in essence, you lack the freedom that comes with finding and tapping into your message. So everyone has a message. I'm a firm believer of that. You will share your message in different ways. Your message, you may not be a motivational speaker sharing your message. You may not write a book. I don't know how you will share your message. But when you tap into the truth of your message, in that you will walk in the next step and layer of freedom. So number one is you have to get free in your mind. Your mindset cannot be one that is enslaved for you to create a life of freedom, but rather you have to get free in your mind. And that freedom starts with the power of words that have been deposited in your emotional bank account. And where you need to shift, you make a shift. You see, I've learned from my mentors this 25-to-1 rule. We receive one positive word to 25 negative words. That's why I often state we all have a lot of stinking thinking, and we have to deal with that because that stinking thinking is often limiting us in reaching our potential. But the other thing that will limit us in reaching our potential is when we are not being authentically true to ourselves and our message. Again, you must tap into your message, and I believe that everyone has a message based on your story. I shared with you a little snippet of my story in different layers, the power of words, along with my journey of purpose, of feeling like, as I conclude this story and move into the next area for us, but feeling like this square peg trying to fit into a round hole, and dealing with all of this friction in my life, feeling like I was going against the flow of life instead of with the flow, because I was fighting to be what I wasn't created to be. And when you tap into that, you're now able to be freely, authentically you. And we're talking about how to create a life of freedom. The next is you must commit to yourself. You must commit to yourself. But this commitment starts with awareness. Awareness is so key on our journey because not everyone is fully committed to their future. You have to be fully aware of where are you on your journey. I often say you have to locate yourself on this journey of locating yourself, and I often use the illustration of a navigation system. You know, it's so cute because my mom and my godmother, her sister, who live in Texas, as we were not in Galveston, but they're in Texas, and it was so funny. My cousin and I, we were laughing about this. This was several years ago. They were telling us that they had gotten lost because all of them at the time were fairly new to the Texas area. And they were saying, we got lost. We didn't know where we were. We were lost for over an hour and all of this. And we said, well, why didn't you locate where you were? What do you mean? I said, why didn't you use navigation? It didn't occur to them. They said, well, we don't have navigation in the car. I said, but you have a smartphone. Why didn't you ask navigation on your phone to help you to locate where you were and to redirect you? And it didn't occur to them. And many of us, you are lacking the awareness of where you are. You may say, oh, I want to achieve great things, and you're a big dreamer. But in order for you to achieve great things, in order for you, for I, to work my vision, achieve my goals, and live my dreams, it requires you to have a full commitment to yourself and to your vision. You know, this weekend I watched a documentary, and I love documentaries because I love hearing the story of others. And this documentary was called Halftime, based on a portion of the Jennifer Lopez story, but specifically around the halftime show that she did. And just, it's always insightful when you can hear someone's story, right? But what I found in listening, what I often find in listening to people's story, we love the glory, but we don't know what someone went through to achieve the level of success that they've achieved. And whenever I see someone's documentary, it often challenges me to, Coach Adams, you need to give more. You need to put in more. You need to focus more. You need to zone in more. Because anyone that has achieved great success, they had to make sacrifices. They had to be committed to their vision. In essence, what we're saying here is committed to themselves and their vision. They had to persevere through great adversity, and you never know the backdrop of the adversity. They had to really desire that desire, bringing that commitment and being committed to their journey. One of the things that I remember that stood out early on, Jennifer Lopez said that she had grown up and she loved to sing, but she was always told, you're not a singer. You're not a singer. You're not the singer. And so her sister was the singer and another sister was the smart one. And they said, you can just be the dancer. And that's where her career started, as being a dancer. And then when she went to transition from being the dancer and wanted to be an actor, people told her, you're not an actor. You're just a dancer. And so she had to be committed to herself and her message. And she said, no, I am a dancer. And she began to speak life to that. And, of course, for those of you who know who she is, not only is she a singer, a successful singer, dancer, but also movies. She's an actress. And I share that with you simply because it's so important for you, for me, for us to be committed to ourselves and our journey, whatever that may look like. But in order for you to be committed, you have to have the awareness and locate yourself. That's why I shared with you the story of my mom and her sister, my godmother, getting lost, needing to locate where they are, where they were at the time, because not everyone is fully committed to their future. And you have to be, I love Shakespeare, and I reference it often, to thine own self be true. You may say, I am not willing to put in all the grind and the work that's required. And hey, to thine own self be true. But you have to locate yourself because, as I stated, a lot of people are great dreamers. They have these great dreams. But the reality is you can have the great dreams, and those dreams may inspire you. But you have to be committed to the dream. If you want to live an amazing life, whatever that looks like for you, and I can't tell you what it looks like, it's subjective, it's different for everyone. You actually have to do what you need to do to make it happen. And most people end up giving up. They end up giving up 10% of the time of being in it because, they're like, it's too much. That's why there's such a small percentage of individuals who have achieved great success, because the majority, they quit. They don't want to put in, they're not committed to themselves and the vision, not committed to themselves and the vision. And if you look at story after story after story after story, and throughout my shows, I have referenced a number of different people that I've been intrigued by their stories. The backdrop of what looks like, oh, my gosh, they suddenly were successful. And when you hear their story, it may have been 20 years. It may have been 30 years. It may have been 40 years. you never know the backdrop of what it took for them to reach and achieve that level of success. So when we're looking at how to create a life of freedom, number one, we said it starts with our mindset. Do you have the mindset that supports you being free, or are you enslaved in your mind? You have to ask yourself that question, because mindset is key. The other is you must tap into your message. Your message allows you to unlock the authentic you, whatever your story is, whatever your message is. And our messages are shared on different platforms in different ways, but that allows us to be true to ourselves. What is your message, your authentic message? Tap into that. You must be committed to yourself and your vision, the assignment, the higher call of purpose, as I often say, for your life. And then the other is you must master and create your strategies. Interestingly enough, today I was speaking with a coaching client, and I asked my clients, what's next? And she said, well, I'm realizing, Coach Adams, in our sessions that I really need to spend time working on my strategies. I'm getting some great nuggets and some great tools, but I really need to zone in on my strategy. And she realized that because we were talking about we can't do what we can't see, and how we view things is how we do it. So if you can't see it, if you're navigating on the journey with blinders on, then in essence, you're not going to accomplish what you desire. And this is an area where my mentors are constantly challenging me and us as a team. We got to have the strategies. We got to have the plan. We got to outline it. So I'm myself growing in a higher level of that as a coach, and recognizing that even in the small details, we have to create strategies so that people can see it. Because as leaders, 87% of why we fail is the lack of or poor communication. And so if I don't effectively communicate because the strategies are not clear, the expectations, and this is what I was speaking with my client who was having a challenge in her management position in leadership with a subordinate, that I said if they don't see the expectations and the expectations are not clear, they are not able to meet the expectations. We can't hold people accountable to expectations that they cannot see. And so, again, we have to master and create our strategies. And so no matter what you're looking to create in life, this is a thing that I'm growing and learning at a different level. We have to, first of all, there is an internal game and there is an external game. The internal game deals with how we opened. It's the mindset, the thinking, how we see things, envisioning our vision to another level. All of the inward work, the inner work that we have to do. We have to master the inner us, because when we master the inner us, that now positions us to grow and be a higher and greater version of who we were created to be. But then we have to master the external game, and that relates to our stretching out of our comfort zone, our being not only on the bench, on the game field. We just had, you know, the NBA championship, Golden State Warriors, and Steph Curry, woohoo! So I say that because if Steph Curry was on the bench the whole game, hello, he couldn't say, I have a championship. He had to be on the court, in the game, working the strategy. And so we have to internally deal with our internal game. That deals with us individually, us as the person. And then externally, on the court of life, metaphor, on the court of life, we now have to do and execute on the strategies. So we have the internal game and the external game. And we have to, in essence, master both. We can't get away from one or the other. You know, it's often so interesting to me because my coaching clients will often come to me and say, I'm focusing on moving my business to the next level. It's always professional, professional, professional. But I am a personal and professional life coach, right? And so I often know that when someone comes to me and they say, it's all professional, I want to grow in my leadership and I want to grow in this and I want to, you know, take my business to the next level, that's truth. But they have to deal with, and I know this, they have to deal with the internal game first that is causing them not to achieve the results that they desire. I know that because of the constant work that I'm doing on my internal game. Not perfect, can't walk on water, but I'm in process. Remember we said we have to have that awareness. I'm committed to the journey because I have the awareness of the weak spots and those areas where I have to fight to grow. Are you aware of where you need to fight to grow to create your life of freedom? Because as we open with talking about the observation of what today is, Juneteenth, and this enslavement of the slaves in Galveston, Texas, 2 years after, that's mind-blowing to me. 2 years after the Emancipation Proclamation. That blows my mind, the history. That free, but yet not free. Think about that. And that's what I want you to process. Are you free, but not truly free? Because you're enslaved in your mind? You're enslaved in trying to be a copy of someone else instead of the original that you were created to be? Think about that. You're enslaved because you're not committed to yourself or your vision, your assignment, because you don't want to put in what's required to make it happen? Are you enslaved because you don't have the right strategies in place? You haven't mastered the internal you and the external? I would so love to hear from you. Let's go to our lines at this time because I want to hear your thoughts. You have set this time aside to share with us for this hour of empowerment, and I would love to hear from you. So this is the time in our programming when we invite you, our global listening audience, to share in the discussion. Press 1 on your telephone keypad to add yourself to the host queue. Press 1 on your telephone keypad. If you're sitting in front of your electronic device, you do need to dial in. The dial-in number is 516-453-9374. 516-453-9374. Press 1 on your telephone keypad to add yourself to the host queue. Would love to hear your thoughts. Maybe you have a question, a comment. Maybe you need coaching Our lines are open. Now is your time. And I want to share some thoughts with you as well, because my heart is to support others on their journey, and I have my Impact 100. My Impact 100 is my commitment to 100 individuals, assisting them on their journey personally and professionally, on their growth journey, supporting them through the powerful gift of empowerment, through the full circle of empowerment that I have available. And I want you to know, maybe you are a new client listening in and you want one-on-one coaching, or you are a returning client listening in. I want you to know that through the close of this month of June, I want to support you with coaching. And so if you act now, you can qualify for 10% off of my standard coaching rates, 10% off of all coaching programs to support you on your journey. Give our team a text at 310-289-2101, 310-289-2101. Simply include your name and coaching, your name and coaching, and I'll know that you are interested in taking advantage of receiving 10% off of coaching through the close of June, because you want to get the right support on your team. And I honor you, because again, I have a full circle of empowerment. The full circle of empowerment actually starts every Monday right here with Motivational Mondays. In addition, there's one-on-one coaching, group coaching through my personal and professional lifestyle growth plan, along with my masterminds. I do team building and events. And so a number of different ways in which I can support you and or your team on your journey. You know, I want you to know that we are halfway through this year. It's amazing how quickly the time flies, halfway through. And I have to ask you, have you accomplished, and I'm evaluating this myself, have you accomplished what you set out to thus far for this year? Have you lost focus? I want to challenge you. Regain your focus. Don't lose your focus on your goals. And I have to ask you this question. What are you willing to do to get different results, to get greater results, so that you can achieve your dreams, whatever they may be? Maybe you're on the journey and you just simply need support moving to the next level. Well, having the right person on your team, the right people circling the wagons around you, as I like to say, is key. The right mentors, the right coach, the right support. I'm very grateful for my mentors that I have in my life that are supporting me on my journey. You know, now is the perfect time for a winning partnership. It really is, in getting the support so that you can overcome the hurdles of life, that you can realign where you need to realign, you can tap into your message, and all of those various things that we have talked about today. One-on-one coaching is key in that process and truly does make a difference. So call for details and or send a text, and to redeem your 10% off offer on coaching. As we continue in today's installment and prepare to close out our installment, again, I want you to know that our lines are open. I would love to hear from you. Press 1 on your telephone keypad to add yourself to the host queue. Would love to have you interact with us. You have invested this hour of empowerment. Know that we would love to hear from you. All righty. So as we just remember, what did we talk about today? Well, we said that in order for us to walk in this place of creating a life of freedom, that we would be free but not free. That would not be our story. Free but not free means that you are in some way enslaved. You are in some way restricted, in bondage. You are in some way you are being held captive. And so we don't want that to be the story. No, we want to walk in the fullness of freedom. And so freedom represents power. Freedom represents power. And I want you to know that when you're talking about freedom, freedom costs. It's not free. It costs. Those that have achieved great success, it costs them something. So freedom is not free. Freedom costs you something. But freedom is the power or the right to act, to speak, or think as you want to, without hindrance and without restraint. But see, when we don't have the right mindset, as we spoke about earlier, in how to create a life of freedom, when we don't have the right mindset, it restricts us. If your mindset is, my mom wasn't nothing, she didn't really accomplish anything, and so, you know, that's what I know. I won't accomplish anything. That's the words and the mindset of restriction. Versus my foundation, my roadmap is the Word of God, God's Word, the Bible. Now, you may have mixed position on that. That's what I believe. I got to tell my truth. And so God's Word tells me that I can do all through Jesus Christ who strengthens me. So when I'm battling the constraints of restriction, I have to redefine that and be mindful of the powerful words of God's Word that speak contrary to that. You know, I often share that I remember hearing a story of a former NBA player, Muggsy Bowles. I don't know if you know who he is. You can Google him. But he was short for the NBA. And I remember hearing an interview, and someone asked the question, who told you could be in the NBA? And the reason why the interviewer asked that question was because he was short for the NBA standard. And what I love about his story, and the reason why I often reference it as we talk about mindset, is he said, no one ever told me I couldn't. So he didn't have the restraints. He didn't have the restrictions because no one ever told him that he couldn't. And so in essence, he did and had a very successful career. What words have been spoken that have you restricted, that are limiting your mindset? You need to deal with those words, because until you shift that stinking thinking from limits to hope, from impossible to possible, you will never achieve your dreams and what you desire. You will simply be a great dreamer that nothing happens. Nothing converts. There's no signs and wonders that follow your journey. And that doesn't have to be your story. When we speak about story, tapping into your message, as I stated, everyone has a message, but what is your story? You know, so often the battle is that individuals are fighting to be a copy of someone else instead of embracing the layers of who you are and being free to just simply authentically be. You know, I have to be transparent and say that early on my journey, this was a struggle for me. And I really do thank God for my mentors because of having a platform to speak, I was able to regularly find my voice, the quirkiness, the silliness, the all of the different layers, the kind of, you know, witty sense of humor that at times is a little offbeat, all of that. I had to embrace that, but it was because I had the opportunity to find my voice to embrace me. Because I remember early on my speaking journey, actually, one of my very first speaking opportunities, I had an opportunity to speak at the convention center. I think it was the convention center at the time. And I was one of three speakers. And some of you may have heard this story. And I was feeling a little intimidated, being transparent and with you. I was feeling a little intimidated because it was one of my first speaking opportunities. I was still fighting to find my voice. And there was an individual that I really respected on the speaking circuit at the time. She was accomplishing great things. You know, she was often speaking. And I really appreciated who she was, right? And so I'm thinking, wow, to be on the stage with her, this is awesome because of how I viewed her at the time. And I remember going up and sharing, and each of us had about 15 minutes to share. And I shared, and, you know, I had grown in the understanding of passion and bringing enthusiasm and all of this to, you know, to your life in general. And so I shared, and afterwards she said, "You can't come out with all of that fire like that and sustain it over." And she just went in on me. I'm thinking, what? Why do I share this? Because the way in which I presented was different than her. And it was uncomfortable for her, not for me, because I was being true to me. Unknowingly, she was trying to say, be more like me. But that would have been a copy of someone else. That's her style, but not being an original of how I was created to be. And I thank God for many years later, one of my associate pastors at the time, when I had an opportunity to speak at my church, and it was a number of different speakers, and I had the opportunity to go first, and he shared, he said, God has really gifted you. Be careful to use the gift in the way that God has given it to you. Because the reality was my style was different than those that followed me. See, I was ministering at church, and they came up, and they were the hooping and the hollering, and that wasn't my style. I am a teacher. That's my style. Speaker, motivational, you know. And so it was different than everyone else that came up after me. And so when he said that, that really blessed me because he said, use the gift in the way that God has given it to you. And that is a part of tapping into your authentic message and your voice being authentically you. And so I want to encourage you today to do that very thing. As we close out today's installment of Motivational Mondays, I so thank you and appreciate you for listening in. I hope that you've gotten something from how to create a life of freedom, starting with your mindset, tapping into your message, being committed to yourself and your vision, and mastering and creating your strategies and doing the work, the internal and external work that's required on both levels for you to achieve great things. This is Coach Adams. If you want to learn more about my full circle of empowerment, send a quick text to 310-289-2101. Simply send your name and full circle. Maybe you didn't interact and ask a question today. Would love to hear from you through our Facebook Motivational Mondays forum. It is an open group, and we want to continue the dialogue. All are welcome. If you want to learn more about Coach Adams, visit coachadams.com. CoachAdams.com. If you want to take advantage of the 10% off of one-on-one coaching that was offered through the end of June, new or returning clients, you qualify as well. Shoot a text to 310-289-2101. Include your name and coaching. Wherever you are on your journey, know that where you go from here is up to you, and that power of freedom is in your hands. But the question raised is, will you allow yourself to be truly free, not free but not free because you're enslaved, but walk in your freedom? This is Coach Adams signing off for now. Thank you for tuning in to Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams today. We look forward to connecting with you next week. I leave you with this.